Regina, a new letter of intent to explore, develop and cooperate on new projects related to strategic mineral resources has been signed by representatives of the governments of Saskatchewan and France. The LOI was signed at the Saskatchewan Research Council by Saskatchewan Minister of Trade and Export Development Jeremy Harrison and French Minister Delegate for Foreign Trade, Economic Attractiveness, Francophonie and French Nationals Abroad Franck Riester. The LOI will focus on the region's shared goals of improving supply chain security and sustainability and research and development for critical minerals, according to a press release. It also includes intentions to share knowledge and develop projects related to critical mineral innovations. This signing is a new step in the partnership between France and Canada to strengthen our cooperation on strategic minerals, Riester said. This agreement with the Saskatchewan government is one of the first we have signed with a Canadian province, after the one signed with Quebec last November. That says a lot about the priority we attach to our relationship with Saskatchewan. Strategic minerals are key for the ongoing transition to a low-carbon economy, whether it be building electric vehicles or producing the energy that our societies require, and therefore reinforcing France's sovereignty. This partnership represents a major milestone in stepping up the bilateral efforts in this direction. Saskatchewan is home to 23 critical minerals, including uranium, potash, rare earth elements, helium, lithium, copper, and more. France is the world's seventh largest economy and Europe's third largest economy after Germany and the United Kingdom. In 2023, Saskatchewan's exports to France totaled nearly $220.1 million, a 68% increase from 2022.